Maggie Tipton is back in the studio with Main Street. And Maggie, we are going to move all this rain out today and tonight because we have got to get set for Levitt Amp Batesville 2026, which begins tomorrow night. Tell me about it.
Yes, tomorrow night, May 7th, we are so excited to be back in downtown Batesville opening the summer season. So as we hope that you know by now, we do produce a 10-week concert series. So starting tomorrow, Thursday, May 7th, all the way through July 9th, we will have live music every single Thursday right here in downtown Batesville.
Now tell me who we're going to start with tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, we are bringing back the Ace Monroe. They actually were our fan favorite over the past 3 years. It was the most feedback we've got, one of the most high energy nights we've ever had. So we thought, what better way to start it out with the most epic energy?
Of course. So Ace Monroe tomorrow night. Music begins about 6 o'clock in downtown Batesville. Walk me through the rest of the month of May. Who all are we expecting?
Yeah, absolutely. So May 7th, as we said, is Ace Monroe. It is a full rock and roll American classic night. Then we'll move into the following week. May 14th is a band, Nether Hour. They are a very red dirt country, kind of like a rocky country band. Their vibe is incredible. We're actually bringing them from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Then the following week, we will have Colleen Orringer from Nashville, Tennessee. She has a very sultry, bluesy voice. So with that being said, we'll have to do a shout out to our favorite local, Gary Rounds. We'll be opening that night, and everyone loves that voice. So we definitely recommend showing up early. And then to close out the month of May, we are bringing in Mexicubo, which is a six-piece Havana Cuban band. We are so incredibly excited to have them and their representation in our community. And just a little sneak peek, we're going to do something a little different that night. So show up early, take a little salsa class, and then we will open the night full up or roll the night right into music.
And you can join in a little salsa there.
Yes. I like that.
You mentioned opening acts. Tell me about our opening acts because they are locals for the most part.
Yes. So our goal always is to kind of partner all of our headliners with our local talent here. We love all of our musicians. And although we show them love all throughout the year, we do our best to partner them up. So we have expanded a little bit this year, but all of our local acts are Arkansas-based musicians. So tomorrow night, opening for Ace Monroe is Aurora the Band. They have been making news and splash all over North Central Arkansas, playing a lot in Little Rock. So we're very excited to have them in Batesville for the first time.
Very good. Before you get out of here, let's give a little review on the main course, which was last week. Tell me about that.
Oh, man, I can't have enough good things to say about that adventure with Lyon College and the students. We're so proud of the initiative that they took, but not only proud of them, but really proud of our community for showing up and supporting them. It was a sold-out event for our first year. That's incredible. The students served over 200 individuals dinner, but we welcomed 300 to 400 throughout the night, dancing in the street, just really gathering and showcasing what Main Street Batesville is all about.
I saw a little line dancing on there even.
Yes, looks like you guys had a good time down there.
Of course, we've got some great community partners that make Levitt Amp all come together. Of course, the Levitt Foundation at the top of that list, but you also have partners right here in the local area. Tell me about them.
Yes. So shout out to Levitt Foundation for bringing this back for a fourth year. This wouldn't be possible without their guidance and financial support. But with that comes a ton of community support as well. So we're very thankful for the city of Batesville, for one, for their monetary contributions, but also their help in getting the stage and all the setup and all the hard work. So our city employees really come in clutch to help us with that. Then our presenting sponsors, First Community Bank and Mad Boy Mowers, really help make this possible every single year. So shout out to all of them and all of our community sponsors that really bring this summer event together.
Tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, follow the music downtown for an evening full of enjoyment, and I promise I'll have the rain moved out by that time.
Perfect. We'll appreciate it.
Maggie Tipton with Main Street Batesville, always good to see you.
It's great to see you. Thanks for having us.